Amen. Amen. I'm glad I'm saved. We went last night, went over to ordain boy John Black at their church, Cornerstone Baptist Church. Went over there for that. Brother Gary Lutrick was there, and Ed Schweitzer, and Brother Brad Hanks, and a couple other guys. And it was a blessing to be there with them. And Friday night, Brother Ken and I went up to Red Line, Pennsylvania, to hear Brother Donovan, and was up there for that. Joe Jordan went with us. And then Tuesday night, I shot over before that, Brother Peacock. Brother Peacock was a cop that retired down in Jacksonville, Florida. We've had him here, and we had all cops come one time. We had a cop revival, all cops come, and he was one of them. And so got to see him. Hosea chapter 4, and Hosea chapter 4 there. Look with me, and look what it says, Hosea 4. And it says this, he says, "Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land." We've gotten that to that place in America. I mean, people don't even want to hear about God. It bothered me years ago when Obama got up and said, America's not a Christian nation anymore, and I got mad. I really got mad. But then as I thought about it, I said, you know what? He's right. Christianity is dying in America. It might be reviving in other places around the world, but I mean, thank God there's enough Christians in America still. Thank God for that. I'm saying people turn away from the truth. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear it preaching. And a lot of these churches that are growing are usually just rock concerts. You know, they got these churches in schools, just a big rock concert. Everybody's dancing around. Mind you, when Moses was up on the mountain and he came down and Joshua said, there's war in the camp. And what it was, they were dancing around and they were worshiping a golden calf. And America's gotten to that place where they don't want to hear preaching anymore. They don't want to hear the Bible anymore. They just said, you know, just don't preach that truth to us anymore. Don't give us that. And that's what made America great. Our forefathers came over here and they had a Bible under their arm. And they preached the Bible. You know, you read this Bible, 1611, the Bible was printed. And when it came over to America, and it's what made America great. They said, well, the diversity of all the people is what made America. No, it wasn't. The Bible, the Word of God is what made it great. And God put his hand upon this country and defeated the British and defeated all the enemies that we've had. And that's what made America great. But when you get away from this book and you start turning your back on the Bible and turning your back on the preaching of God's Word, and you start getting away from that, look out, man, look out. Look out. You know, look on down. Look what it says. He says, hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel. You said this talking to Israel, yeah? I tell you this, I wouldn't want to be a prophet in the old days. And this Hosea, he's told some crazy stuff he had to do. And this guy did some, I mean, he had to go and marry, you know, a harlot and saw all kinds of stuff. But Hosea gets the word of the Lord and God uses him. And he says, hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel. For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. And you know what? It's a terrible thing when God's got a controversy with you. I believe God's got a controversy with America. I really do. I believe he's got a controversy with America. I'm here. We are the spoiledest people on the planet. Everybody's trying to get to America. Everybody's trying to get the American dream and come here. And we're so spoiled that we turn God out. We kicked God out in the 60s out of our schools. We kicked him out of our government. Even Billy Graham and his son and George Bush, when they got up and mentioned Jesus Christ in a prayer at prayer time after 9/11, they were sued. They were in court, and it's still going on. People are suing over the name of Jesus Christ. They'll say, don't talk to me about Jesus Christ. Don't talk to me about him. And, you know, but I tell you what, like I said, stuff like this happens in this country. I believe God's trying to get people's attention. I really believe that. I believe God's trying to get people's attention where they'll look back to God and they'll start saying, God, help me, Lord. And I believe that's what's happening. I believe the Lord's trying to get people's attention. Why? Because if we just go on and on and on and we forget God. You read your Bible, you read how Israel, you say, how in the world could Israel forget God? When God did all the great miracles, brought them out of slavery for 430 years, they were down in Egypt, and brought them across the Red Sea and opened up the Red Sea on men, and they walked across on dry ground. and all the things that went on and with Israel, how God defeated their enemies. He fought for them before. Then he says, all right, I'm preparing you to go fight your enemies and take the land. And God prepared them, and God prepared all the things. And you read about it and you think, man, they would serve God for the rest of their, for the rest of the nation of Israel, history of Israel. But man, after a few years, they forgot God. Now, I mean, they just turned it back. You know how you, when you got saved, you were on fire for God and you wanted to serve the Lord? And I say, wait a minute, where all flesh is grass, and you got on the place where you wanted to serve God, and all of a sudden you start getting cold. You start getting, looking around, thinking about, well, that's a hypocrite. I told about a preacher that came down here, his wife, and she was, he went to Bible school with me. And the whole time his wife was sitting here and he was preaching, he said on the way home, all she could say was, oh, they're a bunch of hypocrites, and all that stuff. That's all she said. And why? She's not even serving God now. He's not even going to church anymore. He was probably one of the best preachers out of the whole crowd of that year that was called to preach. And his wife, all she could say was a bunch of hypocrites. And you know what? You can sit around and find problem with everybody. You can find problem with me. You can find problem with everybody else around you and your family. You can say, oh, a bunch of hypocrites. Yeah, but we're a bunch of hypocrites, but we want to try to serve God. We want to honor him. We want to get back to him. We want to love him. We want to serve him. I tell people all the time, when I knock on the door, they said, oh, a bunch of hypocrites go to church. Oh, I said, yeah, one more ain't going to help. Hurt, brother, just come on down. We'll find you a seat. Because everybody's hypocritical in that some sense of their life. And boy, I tell you what, God's looking for people to get closer to him. He's looking for people to get rid of that hypocritical attitude in their life. And the Bible says he had a controversy with Israel. He had a controversy. Does he have a controversy with you? Does he have a problem with you? Does he have a problem with your family? My, if he does, God have mercy. I tell you what we ought to be doing, like brother, like Jesse said, Donald Trump said, we ought to have a national day of prayer. We ought to be praying. We ought to be seeking God. Yeah. And man, what do they do? They ain't doing that. No way. Oh, let's shut the churches down. That's the problem. Yeah. You know what they did when they shut the churches down in Russia when the communists came in, and Bernie Sanders is right along with them, and they said, the communists came in and they shut down churches. If they weren't affiliated with the government and the government control, they shut them down. You read books like Harlan Popoff and another one, what was his name? Wimbrandt. They put those guys in prison for preaching the gospel because they didn't preach what that was mandatory by the government. And they were put in prison 13 years, 17 years. And their churches kept on growing. Just like in the book of Acts, you read your Bible, when Rome put out a decree that these Christians have to die. And when you look at these movies, they show these, you know, some of the old time movies, they show Christians being put in arenas where lions were eating them and all that. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, and goes through all the problems that the Christians went through and what they suffered. He said the world was not worthy of them. We're not worthy of them. Christians throughout centuries and centuries have suffered. But God's delivered many, many us Christians. But he allowed the suffering to go on. These Christians were real. They were real what they believed. And man, what happened in Russia, they were meeting out in the woods. They met out in the woods in churches. Then they didn't have no, they weren't afraid to be able to, for the government to lock them up. And a lot of them end up locked up because of the government trying to shut them down. And God says, I got a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. Because there is no truth, no mercy, no knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. Therefore, look at the news media every night. I mean, you can stick your head and say, you said, preacher, this is supposed to be lifting us up. I am. Like Brother Mike was talking about this morning, hard preaching will make you glad. Amen. And he's, man, blood touching blood. You watch that stuff. They got 24-hour thing now on live PD. You see all the idiots, you know, that the cops are pulling over. I pray for the police officers. Amen. I used to hate cops before I got saved, but I love cops now. Thank God for them. But it says they swear and they lie and they steal and blood touches blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish. And with the beasts of the field, with the fowls of heaven, yea, the fish of the sea shall also shall be taken away. And yet no man, strive and reprove another. For thy people are as they that strive with the priest. Therefore shall thou fall in the day, and the prophet shall also fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. My people are destroyed for the lack of what? Here's Hosea. Can you imagine Hosea standing up in front of Israel and preaching this? Can you imagine that? I mean, they wanted to kill that guy. They said, you're not a prophet of God. You're not telling us the truth. Or what happens in America, we got guys like, you got guys like Joel Osteen. You know, this is your day. This is going to be a great day. All this stuff, they're always positive. Always trying to make you think everything's going to be great when, man, and there's no God. You don't hear Joel Osteen talking about getting right with God. You don't hear him preaching on sin. You don't hear him telling people how to get saved. Why? He's a false prophet. Now these guys on TV, a lot of false prophets on TV. They're not telling people you need to get saved. I go to funerals. I don't know how many times I've had people walk out at funerals when I'm preaching. I said, look, man, I know where this guy's at. Where are you going to go when you die? I preach on hell. I had somebody tell me the other day, they said, somebody's still mad at you. They're so mad at you that you preached on hell at the funeral. I thought, well, you said, does that bother you? Nope, doesn't bother me a bit. Why? I did what I was supposed to do. I did what I was supposed to do. I was supposed to serve God. I'm not supposed to fear a man. I'm supposed to preach the word of God. And why? I love them. I want to see them saved. I'm not going to be like Joel Osteen trying to get the money out of their pocket. I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to get people saved, get people in heaven. Amen? I want to see people saved. And every Bible-believing preacher does the same thing. They want to see people saved. If you are honest, if you're a true Christian, you want to see people saved. Sometimes you've got to be wise in what you say and how you say it. But I'll tell you what, sometimes I wonder about some God's people. They let people die and go to hell. I talk to people. They say, my relative's in the hospital. And I said, are they saved? And they said, well, I don't know. I said, have you ever talked to them? I mean, you've had gatherings and got together with them, and you've never talked to them about Jesus Christ? Fear of man bringeth a snare. You're worried about what they're going to think about you. Fear of man bringeth a snare. You know what the Lord says? My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. If you don't tell them, who's going to tell them? The lack of knowledge. The lack of knowing the word of God. You know what? My Lord God, have mercy. He says, my people are destroyed by the lack of knowledge because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee. You say, well, I like knowledge. Well, we like it when it comes to on a cell phone. Or a computer, but what about the Word of God? When's the last time you read the Word of God? And spent time. Jesse has to listen to the Word of God on his phone. I come out every morning, get my coffee. Jesse's out there, and he's got his phone. He's listening to the Word of God. He's listening to it. When's the last time you spent time in the Word of God? He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You know what? You want to know how to raise your family? That's why I was saying, quote scripture this morning. You want to know how to raise your family? Get in the Bible. You want to know what the Bible says about salvation? Get in the Bible. You want to know what the Bible says about things? I mean, how to live? Get in the Bible. You want to know what a Christian ought to be doing? Get in the Bible. When's the last time you got in the Bible? You know what? You can tell when people are not in the Bible. You can tell the way they live, the way they act, the way they talk, the look on their face. You can tell. We sold Jasmine's car the other day to these boys, and I was witnessing to them. And my man, I was going down the road, and one of them says, I said, are you saved? He said, I've been baptized. I said, well, that ain't natural. He was my grandma who goes to church. I mean, he had all kinds of, I said, I ain't asked you. I'm asking you, are you saved? Are you going to heaven? Well, I just got out of jail. Well, okay, did you get saved? And he said, well, I'm trying to help the kids in the neighborhood. But are you saved? You need to get saved. Fear of man bringeth a snare, man. Don't worry about what people think. He says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You know, your children, you look at your children, raising up your children. You know, the Bible says for a parent to train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he not depart from it. You're supposed to train that child. You say, well, I don't like that word training. It sounds like training a dog. At times, it's like that. It's like training the dog. But I tell you this, people spend more time training dogs than they do their kids. I mean, sometimes the dogs eat better than the kids. My Lord, brother, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. He says, and they were increased, and as they sinned against me, therefore will I change their glory into what? Shame. You say, preacher, I've seen this. I've seen this over and over in people's lives. Change their glory into shame. When I told Austin's getting ready to get married, him and Amanda, and I said, make us proud. I told you, young couples getting ready to get married, make us proud. Don't bring shame. Don't bring shame on the family. Don't bring shame on the church. Just make us proud that we got a young man, young lady that loves God, is trying to serve the Lord, putting him first. And look here. As they were increased and as they sinned against me, therefore will I have changed their glory into shame. And they eat up the sin of my people. And they set their heart on their iniquity. And there shall be like people, like priests. And I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doings. For they shall eat and have not enough. They shall, you know, America's got more food than any other nation in the world. Man, I mean, when you go to Africa, you don't find in Africa they having health clubs. They don't have health clubs in Africa where they can work out and exercise and all that, try to lose weight. They don't have that. Why? They don't have enough. You check out some third world countries. They don't have enough. America, brother, we are so blessed. You know what you're doing? You know what I'm doing? I'm riding on the benefit of our forefathers. You're riding the benefit of your forefathers that God blessed his nation for. Israel was blessed and they didn't know it. And look what he says. For they shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit a whoredom and they shall not increase because they have left off to take heed to the Lord. Wherefore, wine and new wine take away the heart. My people ask counsel at their stocks, at their staffs, declare unto them. You know what that is? They're asking counsel from palm readers and all kinds of different idols and stuff like that. They're worshiping like statues of Buddha, and they're asking counsel from everybody but God. They're going to everybody but God. Or how about my friends? Maybe they can tell me. Maybe everybody but God, you ask counsel of. Now, I know the Bible says a multitude of counselors, there's safety. I realize that. But how about God first? Lord, what should I do? Should I take this job? Should I go this place? I heard somebody was preaching the other day. He said a guy came to him and said, I think it was Brother Donovan said this. He said, a guy came to him and said, hey, man, I got this job. My brother Peacock, he says, I got this job. I'm going to make double the money. And the guy says, the preacher said, well, is there a church around there you can go to? A Bible-believing church? He says, I don't know. I haven't checked it out. He said, but, you know, you understand? Double money. And he said, that guy went there, didn't go to church, didn't find no church, didn't have nothing going on. He said, him and his wife ended up divorced, and the children got on drugs. And he said, and he came back down, and he was just with his tail between his legs and lost his job. They went bankrupt. All kinds of stuff happened. You don't put God first. You know, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And another preacher that I heard this week, he said he had a family that was in the church. They left the church and got out of church. And he said their son grew up and ended up, got on drugs and killed their mother and father. And the boy's in prison now. I mean, man, you get away from God. Shoo. Man, you can go all kinds. The Lord said, blood touching blood. You get away from God. Look what he says. He says, and they left eat all, and have not enough, and they shall commit whoredom, and they shall not increase because they have left off to take heed to the Lord. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. You start drinking and you start forgetting God. I have one guy used to call me up every time he got drunk, and there was a couple times this happened to different people. When they get drunk, they want to talk about God. They call me up in the middle of the night, 2 o'clock in the morning. I'll be on the phone. Oh, brother, I just need to talk to you. I got to get right with God. But when they're sober, they didn't want to talk about God. Amen. Had one guy, man, he'd get drunk. He'd call me up, and I said, look, you need pour the junk down the drain. Pour it down the drain. I can't do that. It costs me too much money. Oh, yeah? It's going to cost you a lot more. Cost you a lot more if you keep drinking it. Look at verse 12. My people ask counsel at their stocks and at their staff, declare unto them, for the spirit of whoredom hath caused them to err. and they have gone a-whoring from under their God, and they sacrificed upon the tops of the mountains, and burned incense upon the hills, under oaks and poplars and elms, and because the shadow thereof is good. Therefore your daughters shall commit whoredom, and your spouses shall commit adultery. And I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your spouses when they commit adultery. Man, that's pretty harsh judgment. The Lord says, I'm not going to punish them for it. For themselves are separated with whores, and they sacrifice their with harlots. Therefore, the people that doeth not understand shall fall. Though thou, Israel, play the harlot. See, the Lord's telling them, you've done that to me. The Lord's telling the nation of Israel, you've done it to me. How many times have we hurt God and going against God? Though thou, Israel, play the harlot, yet let not Judah offend, and come not ye unto Gilgal, neither go ye up to Beth-Aven, nor swear if the Lord liveth. Look what he says. This is what I wanted to get to. He says, for Israel slideth back as a backsliding heifer. A backsliding heifer is when they were plowing, and they'd be out there plowing with this heifer, and the heifer would stop and start going backwards and tear up the whole field, as it had a mind of his own. And he would just start tearing up the whole field, just tear everything up. And everything they've accomplished, everything they've plowed, that heifer would tear it all up. He said Israel is backing up, and they were tearing up everything they had just accomplished. And he said, Israel slideth backward as a backsliding heifer. Now the Lord will feed them as a lamb in a large place. Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone. Their drink is sour. They have committed whoredom continually. Her rulers with shame do love give ye. The wind hath bound her up in her wings, and they shall be ashamed because of their sacrifice. Father, I pray, God, now you bless the message, Lord. Help us, Lord God, this morning not to be like Israel. Help us not to be like that backsliding heifer, Lord. Help us, Lord, if we backslide, we all do that at one point. I know it's an Old Testament statement, but I pray, God, help us not to backslide on you, Lord. I know we have, and I pray forgive us. I pray forgive America. God, forgive our Congress, our Senate. Seems like all they can do is fight each other and tear each other up and destroy each other, and they don't care about the people. They don't care about this nation, and all they care about is power and having power themselves. And my Father, power belongs on the day. And I pray, God, help us to look to you for power in our lives to overcome sin and unrighteousness in our lives. Help us now, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And backsliding. You know, Hosea, he's preaching on backsliding as a backsliding heifer. And you know, backsliding, I've got a definition out of an old dictionary. It says to slide backwards in morals or religious enthusiasm, become less virtuous. Less virtuous, backslide in morals. And what happens, I've seen Christians do the same thing. When they start backsliding, they backslide in their morals. They get out, get into sin, and they start saying, ain't nothing wrong with that. Like the Bible says, a whorish woman wipeth her mouth and says, I've done nothing wrong. I've been out with with another man. I've been sleeping around with another man, and I haven't done nothing wrong. It says that's what she does. Ain't nothing wrong with it. And like Brother Mike was saying, he said, you hook up with people, and you start talking to them in fellowship, and before long, you'll be taking up their calls, and you'll be dead wrong. You'll be taking up their calls. Dead wrong. I want to say, number one, why the cause of backsliding is forgetfulness. You forget what God's done for you. We all get to that place. I mean, Israel, I mean, they go on for like 20 years, and then the Bible says they would backslide, and they would get right with God, and then the Lord would bless them again, and then they go another 30 years. And if you find out when this Israel split, when the northern tribes went north, and Judah and the two 10 tribes went north, and you find a split, the northern tribes went in apostasy a lot faster than those that stayed around Jerusalem. Because why? Jerusalem was the place to worship. Because you find out what Jesus Christ ran into a Samaritan woman. She said, we're supposed to worship in Jerusalem. And Jerusalem is the place to worship. And God's looking for the true worshipers. And what happens is you forget God. You forget the nations, all the nations on this earth that forget God. Look at what happens to them. England was a world power. England was the greatest country in all the known world. And they said the sun never set on the English Empire. Why? Because they were all over the world, around the world. And why? England set out missionaries. You know why America has what we have? It's because English missionaries came here and preached the Bible. They preached the Word of God. Men like John Wesley, Charles Wesley. I mean, men, they came to this country with a Bible on their arm, and the pilgrims came over. Man, they came over. When they came over with a Bible, and they were trying to escape religious tyranny from the Catholic Church. They were trying to get away from that stuff, and they wanted to come to a place where they could worship God freely. And that's why they came. But what happened to America? I mean, here after World War II, the men came back from World War II, said, we don't want our kids to suffer the way we suffered. We don't want them not to go through that stuff. So they started giving them everything. Everything started happening. And now look at the kids today. We can't even find enough people to work anymore. They have to ship them in from Mexico. They say, we got to have these migrant workers. We got to have them in because American kids won't work. They won't take a job for like at McDonald's. They won't take a job where they have to make minimum wage. They don't want to do that. They'd rather be on the PlayStation. They'd rather play games. They'd rather do that. All they want to do is play games. You think about this NBA now shutting down. And you think about the March Madness. You know, people are going nuts over that. They're going crazy, man. They can't watch. They can't watch their idol. They can't see that what's happening. And you said, does that bother you, the NBA and all that stuff? No, it doesn't bother me a bit. Maybe people get right with God. Maybe people start looking in the Bible and take a little time searching the Word of God, see what the Bible says. But what happens is a nation that forgets God. You know, the Bible tells you that. It says all nations that forget God will be turned into hell. And America's forgotten God. But thank God there's still Bible-believing churches all over this country. And you know what the devil wants to do? He wants to shut down Bible-believing churches. He don't care about them dead churches that nobody goes to. I mean, they got big mausoleums and all that stuff. You got them all over this state. You got these big churches with all the stained glass. But nobody only goes to them things. They just associate with them. But what they want to get rid of is Bible-preaching churches. That's what they want to get rid of. And America, man, forgetting God. They forget God. God says, man, you know what the Lord tells the people? He says, you know about disease? Take your Bible, look in Deuteronomy chapter 7. I think it's Deuteronomy 7. Look over here. Look what he tells Israel. He said, you know what? If you all just do right, he said, no disease will come nigh your dwelling. I won't let anything come on you. Look what the Bible says. And I think it's, Deuteronomy chapter 7. Look at this. And look at verse 12. Wherefore it shall come to pass, if ye hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and mercy which he sware on thy fathers. And he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. I know this is talking about the nation of Israel. I know that. And he will also bless the fruit of thy wombs. I'm going to tell you something else. I know it's talking about the nation of Israel, but there was a lot of people that got in on that. Gentiles got in on that. You say, look at the Ethiopian eunuch in the New Testament. He came to Jerusalem. They were proselytes that came and worshiped the true God. Why? All the nations were worshiping all kinds of gods. India still worships thousands of gods. You can't kill animals over there. Why? It might be my ancestor or something. You might be eating your mother or your father or somebody. You might be eating them. But why? When people get away from the Bible, you go into all kinds of silly, crazy, stupid things. And look what he says in verse 13. I will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee as he blessed the fruit of thy womb. You know what? You want your fruit of your womb blessed. I want my kids blessed. I want the Lord to put his hand upon them. And the fruit of the land, thy corn, and thy wine, and thine oil, and the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep, and the land which he sware unto thy fathers to give thee. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. Therefore shall not he make male or female barren among you and among your cattle, and the Lord will take away from thee all sickness and will put none of these, the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. Woo! Man, that's saying something there, brother. The Lord said, I won't let that happen to you. You know what? Look in Psalms 103. Look in Psalm 103. Look what the Bible says. The Lord says, okay, if you got away from me, I'll tell you what, if you'll come back to me. And he says, Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul. All that's within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Who healeth all thy, what? Diseases. I mean, the Lord's able to do it, brother. You say, does God have a cure for the coronavirus? Yes, he does. Does have a, God have, I mean, I know men that got, there was a man that we went to Bible school with. He went over to India or one of the nations there, and he went over and he was called to go, better make sure you're called. And he was called to go to the leopards. And he went to the leopard colony and went in. This guy knew God called him to do it. The leopards are dying and going to hell. You say it's leprosy. Leprosy, there's no cure. None. And this guy we went to Bible school with, I can't remember his name, but he went because God told him to go. And he went and he sat in the houses with those that have leprosy. They all wrapped up with cloth. They could walk by something and their hand would fall off. They didn't even, they scrub against something. It rots your body. It just rots your body and it rots off. And he was sitting in there while they stuck their hands in to get the food. He'd stick his hand in there. And they said, don't you know you can get leprosy? He said, God told me to witness to you. If God wants me to have it, then I'll have it. He never got it. My Lord, brother. You say, how long did he stay? Just a day? No, he stayed there years. Years. As far as I know, he's still there. Forgetfulness. False worship. Deuteronomy 4. Go to your Bible, Deuteronomy 4. Look at this. They were worshiping false gods. How in the world could you come across the Red Sea, come out of Egypt, and man, see the power of God in your life? A lot of y'all seen the power of God in your life. You've seen God move. You've seen God do things. How in the world can you go back? You'll never be happy going back. You'll never be satisfied. This world can't satisfy you. This world can't satisfy me. How in the world can you go back on God? How in the world, man? Man, we're praying for revival. We're praying for the youth rally. Well, how in the world can we go back? Somebody called and said, we're having church? Yeah, we're having church. We're going to have church. I'm not going to go back. We've been having church for 33 years since I've been here, and we had it before that. Brother Bilbo did. Worshiping God. They worship false idols. They worship the wrong gods. You know what happens when you start worshiping wrong gods? All kinds of stuff happens. And here, 100,000 people in stadiums, 30,000 this one, 30,000 in that one, and but churches are empty. They're worshiping wrong gods. You know what? The biggest assemblies in America back in the 1800s, the biggest assembly were preaching engagements. Preaching. They would preach and get up and preach the gospel, and people, thousands would get saved. But what's happened? People made gods out of sports stars. I mean, man, you say, I'm happy they canceled all that stuff. There's people mourning. They're upset. They're crying. They're drinking themselves half silly. Now that they might even shut down. Somebody said they've shut down their liquor stores. I said, no, they ain't going to do that. They ain't going to shut down the liquor stores. No way. They'll make sure they stay open. Why? So the nation can be drunk. Look in Deuteronomy 4. Look at verse 28. He says, and there ye shall serve gods. Back up to verse 26. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day. Brother, like I said, when God says, I got a controversy with you, and then he says, I'm calling heaven and earth to witness against you. That's the angels. I mean, angels see the power of God. They see the Lord. He says, I'm calling everybody witness against you. You don't want to be on the wrong side of God. I'm his child. He loves me like I was his only child. Never felt so loved before. I could never ask for more. He loves me like I was his only child. God really loves me. Yes, he really loves me. He loves me like I was his only child. But God's children get whoopings. Now, I know he's talking to Israel here, but look what he says. This is something, but America is going that way. America's turned their back on God. And God have mercy. You say, I love America, folks. I like it when Trump says, let's make America great. I like it. I mean, I realize what the Bible says about things. I know all that. But I love America.
Yes, sir.
I thank God for America. I fight for this country. And I know a lot of you would sing. I know the women in here would fight for this country. I love America. Why? Because what America did for us,
freedom.
People, and God gave that to us. God gave it to us. It wasn't the politicians. If the politicians have their way, they take everything away from you. It was God that gave it to us. And it's not a right. You know, Bernie Sanders gets up and says, everybody deserves and they have a right to it. They have a, no, it ain't a right. It's a privilege. It's a benefit if we have any kind of insurance. It's a benefit. Man, you get up and start telling everybody, you deserve this. This is your rights. That's what's wrong with this nation. That's what's wrong with the young people. You know, you deserve it. It's your right. You don't have to do nothing for it. You just take it from somebody else. Good Lord, man. God help us if Bernie Sanders gets, probably Bernie Sanders is probably what we deserve. God have mercy. You say, what do you do? What do you pray for? You pray for the lesser evil, man. Pray, God, please keep America free. Allow us to be able to witness, allow the church to stay open so we can see people get saved. We can witness for you and our missionaries can stay on the field. My. False worship. Forbidden images. They start worshiping. You know, that Ten Commandments is still in effect right now. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them. I mean, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy... That's still a commandment. It's still, you said, well, that Ten Commandments is not in effect for us. Oh, yes, it is. When it comes to loving the Lord thy God with all thy heart, Jesus affirmed it in the New Testament. Love the Lord, man. Fall in love with God. Get rid of your idols. Get rid of junk. We got a Buddha at the house. You said, well, you worship it? No. Linda's dad had a Buddha in his house and out in the yard. And I was going to destroy it. My wife said, no, we need to bring it back home so we can have this ladies meet with the missionary thing. But I put him way out back and I went where the dogs could pee on him. And the dogs go by wheeze on him. And people worship. You know how many say, you know, that I would be killed if I went to certain countries and said that. I'd be killed. For saying, mocking their God, Buddha. You know how many millions of people worship Buddha? The Japanese? The Chinese? They even put food on the side of the road, put a statue, and they put food out there for the gods to eat. Say, America's not that far behind. False worship. False worship. Make sure you don't do it. Why? God will have a controversy with you. He'll call heaven and earth against. Look here. I'm not going, I know this is pretty forbidden to worship false gods. Look at verse 26. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day. That ye see, the reason I'm saying this, Israel lost their nation because they would not obey. They would not obey God. And Nebuchadnezzar came down under the Babylonian Empire, and he took them back as captives up to Babylonia. And he said, where is Babylonia? Babylon, our troops were there in Iraq. I think it was David Kahn or one of the guys that went to Iraq. Might have been, was it J.R.? J.R. said, hey, preacher, he said, I seen Babylon. I know where it's at. That's where Daniel was at. Man, when our troops went back there, and they was telling, somebody was telling me that such a miracle that happened, that Saddam Hussein put all these traps out. He put all these tank busters or whatever they were called out there in the sand. And man, it had them covered up where the tanks were going. It would blow the tanks up, our tanks and all the Allied tanks. And they said one night, he said a windstorm came in. And a windstorm came in. And took all the sand off top of them bombs. When the guys woke up the next day, they were getting ready to go in that desert, And they looked out there and they seen these shiny stuff. And that's what it was. See, what was that? I believe God watched over them. See, people like to say, well, God ain't in everything. He's in everything. He's in everything. You better recognize him as in everything. The Lord God. He says in verse 27, the Lord shall scatter you among the nations. He did that. Ye shall be left few in number among the heathen. He did that. He says, where the Lord shall lead you, where the Lord shall lead you. And there shall ye shall serve gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear. See, what's happening to a people, when you quit worshiping the true God, the Lord allow your brain or something, allow you to start worshiping material things. You'll start worshiping houses. You'll start worshiping movie stars. You'll start worshiping all kinds of things. Why? He said, you don't want to worship me? Have your way. Look over to John chapter 4. Look in John 4. You know what the Lord's looking for? He's looking for true worshipers. You know, we got people here this morning. I thank God you're here. Some folks, I realized they couldn't come because of their jobs required them not to be around a bunch of people. But look at here. There's a woman at the well. And look what Jesus said. Jesus said this in John chapter 4, verse 10. And Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. And the woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? The woman, he got her attention. He said, I got living water. And she said, you don't have nothing to draw with. How can you get this? And he said, art thou greater than our fathers, Jacob, who gave us this well? They're standing at a well. They're standing right in front of the well. And Jesus said, if you knew who I was, you'd ask me to give you living water. And she said, are you greater than Jacob? I can see the scene in my mind, them standing at this well. And he says, art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children, his cattle? And Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into eternal life, everlasting life. And the woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Taste and see the Lord is good. Amen. He says, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. She said, man, give it to me. See, you know what? I finally found something to satisfy me. A thirst. I had a thirst. I didn't know what it was. I tried Budweiser. I tried Miller. I tried, you know, Colt 45. I tried all the different liquor. I tried all that stuff. It didn't satisfy. Boy, but I got a drink of that water of life, brother. Yes, it satisfies Amen. Me. Amen. I can sing that song, I'm satisfied. Amen, I'm satisfied. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up. So you should be something should be coming out of you. And it says, springing up in everlasting life. And the woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, go and call thy husband and come hither. And the woman answered, hey, I like this. I like this part. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband, but thou hast had five. Man. And then he says, and he whom thou hast now is not thy husband. So she's shacked up with a guy. He says, you've had five. And look what she says. I like this. And he says, you've had five. For thou hast five husbands. And whom thou hast is not thy husband. And in that saidest thou truly. And the woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. You are a prophet. How'd you know I had five husbands? Well, look like you wore out, woman. That's why. Look like you wore out. And look at verse 20. Look what she says. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain. She changed the subject. And ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. And Jesus said unto her, Woman, believeth me, the hour cometh, and ye shall neither in this mountain nor at Jerusalem worship the Father. He said, it's going to come a time where Jerusalem's not going to be the center of worship, or this mountain's going to be the center of worship. It's going to be anywhere you are. We call this the worship hour, but you can worship God anywhere. When Jesus Christ is inside you, you can worship him anywhere. But when you get together in a crowd like this, when you get together, you should be more worship going on.
Amen.
Should be more praise going on. Look what he says. Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh, and when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet in Jerusalem worship the Father, ye worship, ye know not what. Because every man's got worship built in him. You worship something. If you don't worship God, you worship something. Ye worship, ye know not what. They worship Marilyn Monroe. She was such a great idol. She couldn't even find a reason to live. She had all the money, all the men. She wanted. She couldn't even find a reason to live. She just wanted to die. Look at Elvis. Elvis had everything. It's a king. I wouldn't boil the... When you start calling somebody a king, the king of rock and roll, had all the women he wanted. I read an article with that guy, one of his bodyguards said he walked through that house the night Elvis died. He was sitting on a toilet when he died. Hey, king, sitting on your throne? Said he walked through that room and there were 30 women in that house waiting for him to come out of the bathroom. 30 women. Hey, king. He says, but look at verse 23. I'm going to stop with this. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. I'm glad you're here this morning. It says the true worshipers worship the Father in spirit. Got to have the right spirit. Truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. The Lord's looking for it.
Amen.
God is a spirit, and they that worship God, him, must worship him in spirit and in truth. You can't separate those two. You can have all spirit but no truth. You can have, truth but no spirit. When you come in, it should be, I love the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Spirit and truth. God's looking for true worshipers. They worship false idols. Hosea, the Lord says, I got a controversy with them. You don't worship me. You don't give me praise. People worship everything but God. Like I said, I'm glad the NBA, March Madness, all that stuff just shut down. Who you going to worship now, boys? Who you going to worship? So I like sports. I like it. I like boxing. I like all that stuff. But you better worship God and praise him. The Lord has a controversy. Backsliding. Let me ask you something. Backsliding. Are you backslid? So I used to be. I hate to hear that. I hate to hear people say, I used to be on fire for God. I used to serve the Lord. I used to praise him. I used to. What happened? God hadn't moved. You have. Father, thank you this morning. My Father, Lord, we all backslide here or there. I pray, God, help us come to our senses.
Yes.
Help our country. Oh, I pray for our president, our Congress, senators. I pray help them come to their senses, Lord. Help them to look to you. God, you are the only true. The Bible says that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. The world's always looking for somebody to worship what they set up, their images, like in Daniel's day. But Lord, I pray, God, help us not to be sold out. Help us not to be deceived by this world. Lord, help us not to look to them, to worship them. Thank you, Lord God, for saving our soul. Thank you for giving us a place to worship, place to come together, to read the Word of God, preach the Word of God. My Father, I pray for America again. Lord, have mercy on America. Have mercy on my brothers and sisters. And you said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, all the things that we have need of. My Father, we need thee. We need thee every hour. People wrote those hymns, those songs about I need thee every hour. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. All those songs people wrote that knew something about loving you and serving you. I pray, God, you'd help us get back to that. Help Faith Baptist Church never turn their back on you. Help Faith Baptist Church never go to the place away from truth in the Bible and singing praises to you, shouting your praises. Help us never get to that place where we're dead. Oh, God. Help my brothers and sisters. Help if there's anybody slid back from the place where they used to stand. They used to be on fire for you. Help them to get back. Help them to realize, God, that this world is not our home. One day we're going to stand before you, and I believe with all my heart, you're going to look at us and say, you love me? Why didn't you serve me? I pray, my Father, help us not to be ashamed. You said the glory would turn into shame those that worship false idols. Oh, God, we don't want to be ashamed. Thank you for our young people. Help them to love you. Help them to want to continue to love you. Help those young couples getting married. Help them to want to serve you and love you with all their heart. Raise a family for you and teach their children about you, how great you are. One of my favorite songs is How Great Thou Art. And you are great, Lord. You're so great. We love you. My Father, protect us. Keep us safe. And God, keep our country safe for your glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.